We've all heard it many times. The end is near, turn or burn, infidel. We've all heard some version of the same. I once heard a comedian say, her grandmother used to keep saying, "We're in our last days." And she would say, "Okay, but is there enough time for me to go outside and ride my bike?" We've heard that stuff before. We've also heard other silly stuff before, like the great earthquake in Haiti from several years ago was by one TV preacher blamed on the fact that for some reckoning of his, I don't know what, the people of Haiti had entered into a contract with Satan. Not a very good contract, if you ask me. Or that 9/11 happened because of feminism in our country and its openness to LGBTQ people. We've heard these things. We've heard them said many times. And what we need to realize is that when Jesus says in this text, "Many will come after you and say, 'I am he,' or 'the time is near,' don't go after them," that's precisely what he means. Those ridiculous things that we hear people say that portray a mean and judgmental God. The reality is that the text that we heard in the gospel today is a piece of apocalyptic, and it is very important to understand the subtle difference between prophecy and apocalyptic. Because that's where the problem lies. People confuse what you just heard Deacon Greg read as prophecy, and it's not. It's apocalyptic. Prophecy is like spiritual direction. The prophet says, "Here is spiritually where we're going. And you might think about going somewhere different." Prophecy is about, we're all, you don't see it, folks, but the dynamic of the age or the people or this king or that situation is going in a certain direction. And you can choose to change the direction. That's prophecy. Apocalyptic is a Greek word that means unveiling. Apocalyptic unveils the way things are and then gives a promise. It doesn't say, like prophecy, this is where things are headed, you can change it. It says, this is the way the world is, but here's a promise to go along with it. Apocalyptic, the confusion of apocalyptic and prophecy has created lots of problems in the world. Lots of poor interpretations of Scripture. Lots of fear. I'm not about fear. I don't think Jesus is about fear. The community that wrote the gospel according to Luke wrote it sometime, we think, between the years 80 and maybe 95. The temple was destroyed in the year 70. So for those first century earliest Christians, it really felt like the world was falling apart. General Titus of the Roman army had marched into town and the temple came down and it was chaos. And the community that assembled the gospel according to Luke looked back and remembered and tried to remember anything that Jesus had told them that would be helpful at a time like this. And they remembered that Jesus said, when things are bad, when it feels like the world is falling apart, know that that's the way things are. Sometimes it feels like the world is falling apart. Guess what? Individual humans, not perfect. Even more so, groups of humans? Not perfect. Groups, armies, countries, the citizenry, the leaders, not perfect. And sometimes things really are falling apart. And the promise for that, that's the unveiling. Yep, you got it right. Sometimes it looks like, it feels like, sometimes it actually is the case that things are falling apart. That's the unveiling. That's the way things are. And then the promise is, and when that happens, I will be with you. That's the promise in the apocalyptic that we heard today. That Jesus will be with us. That we may find it a trial to live when we're living. We may feel persecuted. And Jesus says we can so trust his presence at those times when things fall apart that we actually don't even have to prepare. All we have to do is be open, to listen for his voice, to look for his presence, to reflect on his meaning in our lives. Today, it feels like the world is falling apart. People are worried that we have gone so far with the pollution of our environment that we may not be able to turn it around. The nation is heavily divided, and the forthcoming elections don't look like they're going to bring us back together. The president just went off to the hospital. We know not why. All kinds of things are happening that make us anxious, that make us nervous, that make us worried. The snow came and the cold too early. Talk about getting real, right? Stomping in the snow. There are things in the world that correctly perceived make us anxious, make us nervous, make us worried. And the promise in the apocalyptic that we heard today is that Jesus will be with us in those times. It's not about things are bad, get even more anxious because Jesus is coming back to judge you and to throw people into hell. Where's the good news in that? That's a misunderstanding of the apocalyptic. The real promise in this text is the ever-present Christ in our lives. And it's important that this text come to us in Advent, right? We're counting our way to Christmas. And one of the dangers of Christmas is that we can only do it sentimentally. That we think about approaching Christmas and we remember the babe in the manger and we look at our creche set and we feel this sentimentality for the baby Jesus. And there is nothing wrong with that. Nothing whatsoever. Except that we must remember that the Christ doesn't only come to us in moments of warm sentiment and memory, but Christ also comes to us when things are falling apart. Christ comes to us when we need him. And sometimes, oftentimes, yes, every time, that we need him the most. So to live the promise of the apocalyptic that we heard in our gospel today, to really believe that, I invite you to look and to listen and to reflect on the ways that Christ has been present to you and been involved in your life. Remember that he's been there. And he'll be there no matter what's happening. The best, or the worst. Christ has promised to be with us.